Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Now it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thanks very much, Katrina. And talking of grace and sport, so who do you think the most graceful player at Wimbledon is this year?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I would have said in years gone by it was some of the women, but I don't know, all that grunting rather puts me off. I have to say probably Roger Federer to my mind. I'm a great fan of his.
Oh, OK. Well, now time for music. Amadou and Mariam are Mali's apparently ubiquitous blind duo whose star seems never to stop rising. Next month, they'll be playing at the Latitude Festival at Southwold, of which more later, and in Salisbury at the Lama Tree Festival later in the month. But right now, we can savour their ever bluesier output. They're a sort of mixed double, I guess, Katrina. This is from their new album, Falila, Sans Toi.
many times must I die for love? Only when I'm without you.
Ornette Coleman's What Reason Could I Give? Performed by Nena Cherry and The Thing. Since she moved to Sweden, as you can hear, she's become an even more exploratory singer whose thirst for new directions and new collaborations brings her late father, jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, to mind. There she was performing with the Norwegian-Swedish jazz trio The Thing, who include Mats Gustafsson on saxophones, Ingrid Hagenflaten on double bass and Paul Nilsson Love on drums. They named themselves The Thing in tribute to Don Cherry's tune of the same name. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can email us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111, or send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. Slugabed says he blends influences both classic and contemporary, or, as my producer Georgia Mann-Smith put it, it's a huge mashup of samples, melancholy dance floor beats and random squeaks. It's when the future falls plop on your head. Thank you. What an ending. Prohibition Blues by the Missourians. They were a band who arrived in New York from St. Louis as a unit in the late 1920s. If you think they sounded a little like the Cab Calloway Orchestra, guess what? That's what they became a few years later when Cab took them under his wing and they became the co-house band at the Cotton Club with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Before that, the Estonian Chamber Choir, directed by Paul Hillier, singing two St. John's Day songs or Jani Laulud by Veljo Turmis. Admittedly, it's a week late, but we heard the call to the midsummer bonfire and why we look forward to the arrival of St. John. In Estonia, Latvia and all over Scandinavia, it's the most celebrated holiday, apart from Christmas, which makes a lot of sense. In Arabic, huwar means dialogue. And huwar are a band of Syrian musicians who met each other as members of the Syrian National Orchestra. Their music is a dialogue between their many diverse musical influences. This is from their new album, Letters to a Homeland, which they've dedicated to all the Syrians who have fallen since March 2011. Thank you. Love on 139th Street in D by the Syrian trio Huar. And they are Keenan Asmer on clarinet, Dima Orsho on vocals and Issam Rafea on oud and vocals. They were joined on double bass by Andreas Müller, and that was recorded live last October at the Morgenland Festival, Osnabrück in northwest Germany. Talking of festivals, don't forget about those live Lake Junction broadcasts from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August, because you can come along and join our audience. Verity Sharp will be introducing artists from both the main festival and the Fringe in two live shows on Tuesday the 21st and Thursday the 23rd of August at the BBC's own venue at Potterrow. And best of all, tickets are free. Just go to bbc.co.uk/tickets. Click on radio shows and you can apply then and there. And if you don't have internet access, call the BBC Studio audience line on 0370 901 1227. That was 0370 901 1227. The broadcasts run from 11 o'clock at night until 12:30 midnight, as usual. Here's our contribution for tonight to the World Shakespeare Festival that is ushering in the Olympics all over this fair land. It's a setting by William Byrd of the Thanksgiving psalm, Non Nobis Domine, Not Unto Us, O Lord. And it's generally sung in Henry V after the victory at Agincourt.
No.
Put a spell on you.
Thank you.
a string band medley. You won't believe this title. Shove That Pig's Foot a Little Farther in the Fire and Prettiest Gal in the Country by Tom Paley's Old Time Moonshine Review. Tom Paley remains a classic musician to this day, as you could hear from that recent recording. And he's a guy who sang and played with Woody Guthrie and was a founding member of the legendary New Lost City Ramblers. Before that, another legend, Nina Simone. Turning Screaming Jay Hawkins' ecstatic voodoo romp, I Put a Spell on You, into a torch song that makes your heart quiver, complete with strings and a fine sax player whose name I haven't been able to discover. But if you know, please email us, lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111, or even send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. For more details of all the music that I'm playing tonight on Lake Junction, just go to our online page, which nestles oh so welcomingly amongst the BBC Radio 3 web pages. There you'll find a full playlist and you'll be able to listen again to the programme anytime you wish over the next 7 days. Now that strings have entered our lives, it must be time to hear a cello octet. So here's the third movement of Philip Glass's Symphony No. 3, performed by Conjunto Iberico, the cello octet directed by Elias Arizkuren. the third movement of Philip Glass's Symphony No. 3, performed by the Conjunto Ibérico Cello Octet, directed by Elias Ariscuren, from their album Glass Reflections. Glass originally wrote the piece for the 19 string players of the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra, but was so impressed by the Conjunto's version when he heard it that he gave them carte blanche to dive into his music, which led to the creation of Glass Reflections. Leaving strings far behind us, in a moment, two contrasting pieces by Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca from his current album Yo, but first, an exquisite songlet from Emily Portman, Black Sheep.
Black sheep, where's your lamb? Way down in the valley, birds and butterflies picking out its eyes. Poor little thing crying, mummy. Black sheep, where's your lamb? Way down in the valley.
Oh,
Ceci et le cour and release Open Your Little Earthling Hands by Letitia Sadler. Very well known for her work with Stereolab, but that was from her first solo album, The Trip. She'll be gracing the Lake Junction stage at the Latitude Festival in Southwold on Sunday the 15th of July, and we'll hopefully be broadcasting that set a few days later. Before that, piano maestro Roberto Fonseca with El Mayor and Quien Soy Yo, on which he was joined by vocalist Asane Mbup, one of the stars of the Dakar scene and a vocalist with Orchestra Baobab. Roberto also makes an appearance on these shores next month at the River of Music Festival, which ushers in the Olympics in London. And another musical ingredient of the Cultural Olympiad is Damon Albarn's opera Dr. D, which began its run this week at the English National Opera. I'll play a piece from that on Lake Junction next week, but to whet your appetite, here's Monkey Bee from Damon's Chinese circus opera of a few years back, Monkey, Journey to the West.
奶奶外面有个七天大圣要接芭蕉包山
上风去吸金，建议宝山用一用，用完了就还给你，别那么小气嘛。我保唐僧去吸金，建议宝山用一用。
Thank you.
Corner Shop are undergoing something of a renaissance. They tweeted me and sent me a couple of their new CDs and told me so. And it's plainly true, as you can hear. That was Top Knot, featuring a brimful of the vocal allure of Bubbly Core. And thanks very much to Yorkie PJM, who's tweeted in, although he hasn't actually told me who was playing the saxophone on Nina's I Put a Spell on You, he is telling us that Nina used to drink cayenne pepper tea on stage to improve her voice. Now, here's a man who's not just an intriguing American composer, singer, arranger and violinist, but he also contributed his version of It's Not Easy Being Green to the Muppets' Green album. From his recent release Break It Yourself, with no sign of Kermit even in the wings, this is Desperation Breeds by Andrew Bird. Thank you. Hunga Bulga by the Destroyers, a huge and wondrous juggernaut of a band who turn every event they're part of into an orgy of Balkan music, fueled only by their fearsome instrumental skills and their love of that wild Roma groove. They're on a non-stop tour, but notably at Cambridge Folk Festival on July the 27th. Before that, Mri Jaku sang an Albanian lullaby, Kenge Djepi, a sort of wish for a big man in the family who will supply an extra hand on the plough. Sleep, my boy, she sang, if you want to grow up big. Oh, sleep, my son, sleep happily. And I'll go to sleep happily, actually, because now two people have texted in. That's Global Jukeboxer and Peter Fowler. And people generally agree that that was King Curtis playing the sax solo on I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. So we've had an Albanian wish, but here's another wish. An old spiritual singing of freedom. Sing secretly but subversively, exactly like you had to do it in the days of slavery. Recorded in 1928 by the Utica Jubilee Singers, this is Mary, Don't You Weep.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty.
Pharaoh's army got found it.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
Some of these mornings about 10 o'clock, this old world is going to reel and rock.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Lordy,
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lordy, now.
Some of these mornings, bright and fair, hitch on my wings, I'm gonna try to yell.
Lordy,
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lordy, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord,
now. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Gonna run around glory and tell all the news.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord,
now. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, because there's nobody there to put me out.
Naughty Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Yes, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Lord, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Naughty
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Don't You Weep by the Utica Jubilee Singers, and they bring us blessed and sanctified to the end of Lake Junction for tonight. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock with our Thursday night session, but I'll leave you with a choral gem, or I should say a choral gem actually, from a different tradition. Nia Mita Pereira and the Batucaderas recorded this outside Senora Pereira's house in Espeño Branco on the island of Santiago, Cape Verde. Sim sabeba nta mataba el. In English, if I caught him, I'd kill him. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. When the conductor Kirill Karabits brought the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra to the 2011 BBC Proms, they began by celebrating the List bicentenary with his symphonic poem inspired by the Cossack hero Mazeppa. He presided over a renaissance in his native Ukraine's political and cultural fortunes in the late 17th century, but Liszt's imagination was more caught by the legend that a Polish nobleman caught Mazeppa seducing his wife and punished him by tying him, naked and bleeding, to his own horse, which carried him all the way home to Ukraine. Legend or not, if it was good enough for Byron and Victor Hugo, it was certainly good enough for Liszt.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra's principal conductor, Kirill Karabits, says that Mazeppa is an important historical figure for Ukrainians. And that was Liszt's symphonic poem, ending with the hero being rescued by his fellow Cossacks and made their commander. From music about a Ukrainian to music by one now. Reinhold Glier's Concerto for Coloratura Soprano and Orchestra dates from the Second World War years, when he was evacuated to Siberia, although the opening sounds more like Tchaikovsky. Karabits says it's a perfect Proms piece. The soprano is Eilish Tynan.